The radicals talked incessantly about taking it to the streets, of the need for street theater, street protest, street activism, even dancing in the street as the song went. Many of the best books during and about the period used street in their titles. James Baldwin's No Name in the Street, Jim Miller's Democracies in the Streets, and Milton Viorst's Fire in the Streets being just a few examples. Fascists were always fixated with the street. Horst Wessel, the martyred street fighter, captured the spirit of the street in the poem that became the Nazi anthem, "Clear the streets for the brown battalions. Soon will fly Hitler flags over every street." The futurists considered the street the only authentic stage. The raging broom of madness swept us out of ourselves and drove us through streets as rough and deep as the beds of torrents, declared F.T. Marinetti, the founder of the futurist movement. The futurists, according to Marinetti's famous phrase, glorified the beautiful ideas which kill. For anyone who has a sense of historical connections, the ideological origins of fascism can be found in futurism, wrote Benedetto Croce in 1924. In the determination to go down into the streets, to impose their own opinions, to stop the mouths of those who disagree, not to fear riots or fights, in this eagerness to break with all tradition, in this exaltation of youth which was characteristic of futurism. That violence was central to fascism is often an exaggerated point. Violence has been essential to nearly all revolutionary movements, save the few explicitly non-violent ones. But the avant-garde fascists idealized violence as an end in itself, seeing it as redemptive and transformative. Mussolini talked about the power and importance of violence, but committed far less of it than he might expect. Yes, his goons beat people up, and there were a handful of killings, but mostly Mussolini liked the aesthetics of violence, the sound of brutal rhetoric, the poetry of revolutionary bloodshed. "For revolutions are insane, violent, idiotic, bestial," he explained. "They are like war. They set fire to the Louvre and throw the naked bodies of princesses on the street. They kill, plunder, destroy. They are a man-made biblical flood. Precisely therein consists their great beauty." Here again, the similarities to the New Left are striking. Violence suffused their political talk. Physical violence merely punctuated it. Violence for the New Left and fascists alike worked on numerous symbolic levels. It elevated the sense of crisis that revolutionaries crave in order to polarize society. Indeed, polarization was an identical strategic objective for the New Left and the Nazis. Forcing mainstream liberals to choose sides on the assumption that most would follow their sympathies to the left was the only way Hayden and others could usher in the revolution. That was what they meant by bringing the war home. One of Rudd's comrades, who was killed in the Greenwich Village blast, Ted Gold, argued that the only way to radicalize liberals was to turn New York into Saigon.